Mm-hmm. What would you call it? What would you say?
Peach seed, I guess.
Also, when you were young, do you remember, like, how the people dressed?
Well, most of the skirts that I first remember were long, full skirts. I've got some that I've saved in the old time thing. And most of them were long and to the floor. And if your petticoat showed, you were almost a fallen woman. Mother went downtown one day, and she didn't know it, but her petticoat was showing a little bit. She went into the store, and after she'd been in there, this man went over to the bank and said, "Mr. your wife was just in the store, and her petticoat was showing." So I suppose he told her about it, told her to be sure that it wasn't showing next time she went uptown. But, and they wore, what they called Gibson sleeves, big pull at the top and then tighter at the cuff at the bottom, below the elbows. And pretty snug waist, high collars. And I have a little waist. Got a little high collar on it, and it's all but down the front with lace down the side. And cuffs about 5 or 6 inches, no, maybe not quite that long. And they were all tucked, beautiful shirt waists. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they ran black velvet through them, through some eyelet work. And a lot of them were trimmed with hand crochet or hand padding. I'm glad to see that's all coming back again.
Really popular stuff. That that sweater that you made, you know, for Mrs. Like, you know, she blows wears it all the time. It's like, you know, that's a very popular style now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful style.
Susan got right interesting. I taught her to tap, taught her to crochet. I don't think I taught her. I tried to teach her to this to knit, but didn't have much luck. I guess I tried started first on Susan. I got some big needles and yarn, but I believe the needles were too big for her hands.
Mm.
When I started, they were supposed to be beginner's knitting needles, but I think they were just too big for them. But I guess she knits now.
I haven't seen her, but she's been spending most of her time studying.
Well,
right,
she's been busy. And she's learned to do quilting. I think she made John quilt. You know John?
I sure do. He's one of the finest people
He's
I know.
Sweet.
You've met him then?
Hmm?
You've met him then?
Oh yes, yes. When we were up there, just in April. I guess it was in April. It was right chilly. They came up, Susan and John came over to see us when we were up there. Indicator.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last, just before he left to go over to Europe, he was over here to see Susan and they came over.
What are some, like, well, like, what are some synonyms, you know, for a person's good nature? Just some, you know, terms that you would use to describe someone like John.
Well, I just said I thought he was sweet. And don't blame Susan for being real fond of him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is. He seems to be a real nice boy as much as I've, just what I've seen of him. I haven't seen too much of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly handsome.
Yeah.
I'd like to know him better, know his folks.
Susan seems to be really fond of them, too.
She's been over there, I guess, a couple of times.